This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow the Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy. Hour 5, G-Bag Nation, 105.3 The Fan. Hope you're having a fantastic day here on your home of the Rangers. It is opening day eve. Tomorrow we don't have a show. Okay, first pitch at 3 o'clock. We will be on afterwards, though, so I shouldn't say we don't have a show because we do, but not till after the game, not till after the post-game show. It's time now, though, for Wolchuk to give us your final preseason proper round tripper of 2025. Here he is, the former Rangers pre- and post-game show host, Wolchuk.
All right, let me take you to St. Paul. The St. Paul Saints have a 10,000-calorie meal for you to indulge in their minor league ballpark.
10,000 calories.
10,000 calories, all right? That is how many calories this hot dog comes out to. It's an out-of-this-world 6 feet of Von Hansen's delicious all-beef hot dog topped with smoked pulled pork, savory cheddar mac and cheese, jalapenos, and fried onion topping.
A six-foot dog with all that is only 10,000 calories?
Apparently, this is 10,000 calories. Now, this is $130 to $145 bucks. It's intended to feed 10 to 12, comes delivered to the seats, and can be carved up into individual portions right in front of you, all courtesy of the St. Paul Saints baseball team.
Man. I suppose you got to have a good portion of a row as well. That's got to be at least four seats.
Yeah, I mean, this thing, it does. I mean, they've got a... It's hanging over the table that they've tried to display this on. It looks like one of those long subs that you could get for parties.
Yeah.
Like those long sandwiches, but it's pure
meat. Sounds lovely. I like those, but the cookie version. Oh, absolute heaven.
That's one thing Subway has done, right?
I've never done the foot-long cookie. Is it good?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It's good. They did the churro,
the Subway
too,
cookie is amazing.
They're saying this intake could result in a weight increase up to 3 pounds.
There you go.
Just 3 pounds? Is that an upset?
That's a good day at the office.
If you were to eat this thing, it would be just probably 3 pound gain.
That's worth it.
Did you look it up? It's pretty.
Yeah, it looks incredible. I would like to eat it with you, Lady and the Tramp style.
Let's do it. Get our mouths around.
I mean, they have a nice. See, again, this is another instance though where I wish it was more brat than just traditional hot dog. That would be one thing if you wanted to really level this thing up. But I like the topping situation on there, man. It looks
sounds
like it's
good.
Is it lathered in some cheese? It looks like you got some jalapenos cooking there. Like you got a nice little
it's mac and cheese, cheddar mac and cheese.
Oh, wow, it's mac and cheese on there. And you're only gaining 3 pounds from eating the whole thing? So, like, me and you split it, we walk out a pound and a half larger than we came in?
I feel like you got to gain more than 3 pounds eating this.
That is...
Well, there's 3,500 calories in a pound of body fat, but I don't know how that equates when it's actual food. Like, that, a dog that size has to weigh more than 3 pounds, right? So if you're just putting that amount of food in your body until I start burning it, that's how much I've gained, right?
Yeah, because I think you're right, because the boomstick burrito that we got now at Globe Life Field, that thing is 3.5 pounds, and that's only, I say only,
that's just the beef.
That's 2 feet long, though. No, that's the whole burrito.
Okay,
but that's two feet. So this thing is 6 feet.
6 feet,
and it's got mac and cheese involved.
And
I mean, that's
pork.
Yeah, pulled pork, so it's double protein.
I think they're lying. They must be in one of those states where they don't have to be accurate with their calories.
Yeah, because they even have,
don't,
like,
tell them what it really is.
It looks,
nobody
like, there's jalapeno
it.
Poppers on the outside of this
I noticed
thing.
That, which is fantastic.
And on the other side, I don't know if they're fries, but like, it's sandwiched between two side items also that are just like layered along the edges.
You do have to have a squad with you all sitting pretty much right next to each other. And all having the same game plan of, this is what we want tonight. Yeah. Do we have a price tag on this?
$130 to $145.
Oh,
it's supposed to feed 10 to 12 people.
Let's go.
Right.
Yeah. Let's do it.
But we're looking at it like just us.
Looking at it just like me and
we're
you.
We're just going.
Six feet is pretty ridiculous. You have to have like 10 people carrying it back to your seat.
It took two people. I mean, they've got like a special delivery way to do this.
They have a wheelbarrow for that thing.
That Hurtado like trough thing that we get, that's about like that, right? That like about $150?
I think so.
Yeah.
Pecan Lodge we ate the other night, that's kind of like about $150, right?
Yeah, but that's a wide variety of pristine Texas barbecue.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying that's
plus sides.
We could
plus
just,
sides.
Just kind of pay that and go, right? We're okay with that.
I guess, if you say so. It'd definitely be something where if I was in this ballpark, I don't think I'd be able to say no to it. As long as I got a crew willing to pitch in.
I would pay for it just
to see the St. Paul Saints. We're going to eat this.
We're
going to
eat this.
Does it come with like a long table that's going to sit in a row?
I mean,
how are we holding this thing?
They're carrying it. It's basically on like what looks like a log. The way that
okay.
So you kind of like lay it in front of you, I suppose.
Cross all of our laps?
Yeah. That's got to be the only way I can envision this working, unless you're going to a separate table.
I wonder how many of these they sell. I wonder if
that's got to be a 5-beer maximum row, by the way, too.
A great question. I wonder how many sales they're going to get for this. It's like, how many would you even have prepared to make?
They probably have a limit. Like, we're going
like
to make
20.
We're going to make
10.
10 a night.
Oh, I don't know. This might be made to order.
Yeah,
I mean, for the very thing you're bringing up.
You have to, when you walk into the stadium, you have to order
it. That's insane.
Pre-order it.
Yeah, pre-order, and you get it in the third inning.
Yep.
All right, let's make our G-Bag Nation predictions. Sure to go wrong. AL East, boys. Let's go around the horn. Who's winning the American League East? The Red Sox, the Orioles, the Yankees, the Blue Jays, the Rays. Give me the Boston Red Sox.
Agreed.
I'll take Tampa.
Tampa?
Yep.
Brian?
Man.
I need you to be quick.
Yeah, Yankees. I'm sorry.
Yankees! ESPN beat writers all voted 13 votes for the Red Sox, 10 for the O's, 3 for the Yanks. Blue Jays and Rays each got 1. So you would be Baseball Guy of the Year, Gavin, if you can nail this one.
I just nailed it.
With the Rays.
They got some minor league pitchers coming up.
The Rays do seem to have like those random years where they're really damn good. Nobody saw it coming. AL Central, Royals, Tigers, Twins, Guardians. Favorites are the Royals. Do we agree? I would say yes. I'm going Royals in this division.
In the Central?
In the Central.
Give me the Twins.
Oh!
Give me the Tigers.
The Tigers! Go Tigers.
Give me Cole Reagans.
Okay, Royals. All right, so we got 2 Royals, 1 Tiger, and then the Twins there. American League West, the Rangers leading the way with 18 votes. The Mariners got 7. The Astros got 3. No other team got a vote. Nothing for the A's and nothing for the Halos.
It makes a ton of sense, dude.
Give me the A's.
I do think
it
sounds like
it's
the
just
A's
like
are going to be
the Washington Commanders last year. Give me the A's.
Hey, I wouldn't, if you want to do
pop
it.
Pop up beer?
I'm not.
A's pop up beer?
A's pop up beer? Do they have Jane? Who's Jane Daniels for?
I know. My man threw out on the Commanders right in the, like before the season even started. Said, hey, you got to watch the Commanders.
Yeah, they ended up being pretty good.
Take the Mariners.
And take the Mariners.
Yeah. Just traditionally.
Yeah, as you should. Somebody needs to not take the Rangers, so we end up
doing my part
here.
Don't hold it against me.
Yeah, hold it against him.
Wild card picks. We got the Yankees, the Astros, and the Orioles. Those are the favorites to make the wild card.
Give me the O's.
Rangers, Red Sox, Guardians.
Okay.
Mm. I would definitely have the Orioles in there.
Yeah, yep, Orioles.
Me too. I'd take the Orioles in there. I'm going to go with the Tigers.
Twins.
And I'll go with the Mariners.
Mm.
And take the Twins?
Yep, Twins. Okay.
Yeah, what he said.
American League champion, 10 votes for the Boston Red Sox.
For the Red Sox.
Yeah, we'll show them opening day.
That'd be one heck of a ALCS if it's Red Sox, Rangers.
Orioles and Rangers tied for the second most votes with 7. Mariners got 2. The Tigers got 1.
Yeah.
And the Yankees got 1.
Tell you, the Tigers watch.
AJ Hinch.
Got the Rangers, baby. Out of the card once again. Undefeated at home this time.
Oh, Flipperuski. I like it. NL East, the picks the Braves with 18 votes. Phillies got the second most with 9. Mets got 1 vote. Central, the Cubbies with 15 votes. Brew Crew got 8. Reds got 5 for the fighting Tim Collins.
Cubs are 0-2 already. Good luck with that.
Yeah, absolutely. The Dodgers, clean sweep, NL West. All 28 votes going to the Dodgers.
120 wins this year, Wolchuk.
For the Dodgers, breaking records?
Yep.
Let's do it. Wild card picks, the Diamondbacks, the Mets, and the Phillies. I would concur. I think the Diamondbacks are going to be really damn good. NL champion, they're going with the Dodgers. I'm taking the Diamondbacks.
To win the West?
To win the National League.
Oh. To get to the World Series.
2023 World Series rematch. D-backs, Rangers.
Just what the MLB wanted.
Yep. They'll be pissed. But they're predicting on ESPN Dodgers, Red Sox is their pick.
Of course they would.
Yeah. I mean, when you look at the NL, you're just thankful that you're not in there.
Yeah.
The AL feels like you...
Very winnable.
Like a handful of teams should feel like they got a real chance. The NL is going to be tough sledding.
There was one writer who picked the Rangers to win the World Series.
Who's that guy?
I don't Brian have the Broadus. Name. I don't have the name. Or gal. Maybe it was passing for all we know. We've got the Phillies with 3 votes, the Braves with 2, Red Sox, Rangers, Mariners all got 1. Dodgers got 20 votes to win it. So they're really not putting their balls on the table. Or the gooch.
That's unfortunate.
Lay them out there, man.
Bobby Witt Jr., the favorite to win the AL MVP. No Rangers got any votes here. Aaron Judge was the runner-up with 3 votes. AL Rookie of the Year, Jackson Jobe. I feel like Jobe's been around. I don't know how he's still a Rookie of the Year. AL Cy Young, no votes for Jacob deGrom. Tarek Skubal got 12. Garrett Crochet, who the Rangers are facing tomorrow, got 9. Cole Reagans with 3.
Cole Reagans.
NL MVP Shohei Ohtani. NL Rookie of the Year Dylan Cruz, former LSU Tiger. Go Tigers. NL Cy Young, Paul Skeens, former LSU Tiger.
Mm-hmm.
Go Tigers. So there are your predictions. Now the Yankees have done it again. Much like the Cowboys in the NFL, they keep just pushing the envelope here. They became the first Major League Baseball team valued at more than $8 billion. $8 billion. The average club is valued at $2.6 billion. Can you name the top 5 most valuable Major League Baseball teams?
Dodgers,
Mets.
Cubs, Mets, Yankees.
You got Yankees, Dodgers, Cubs. Mets are not in it.
Mets are not in it?
Mets are not in it. Not in the top 5.
Cardinals?
Cardinals are on the top 5.
Red Sox?
Red Sox.
Giants.
And the Giants. Nailed them. There you go, boys. You crushed it. Where are the Rangers, you might add? Let me tell you in just a second. You got guesses? 12?
8.
Astros are at 9. Astros are at 9, so the Rangers are not at 8.
Oh.
They're outside of the top 10. They're at number 12. They're valued at $2.45 billion.
Can you tell me what... Give the Twins on that list, by the way.
The Minnesota Twins.
I have a question now after that.
The Twins are pretty far down here, actually.
1.2?
Yeah, they're at 1.5.
The Pollard family's trying to sell the Twins.
Should we buy them?
They've got, like... You have to take on, like, $450 million of debt if you buy the Twins.
Okay.
I'm reading stories about they're trying to sell the team. And for $1.2 billion, that might be a good deal.
Maybe. The Marlins are valued as the least.
They're about $980 million.
They finally crossed a billion. They're at $1.05 billion. That's a 5% change from a year ago. Their operating income is at $38 million, though. The Rays are next up at $1.25 million, and the Royals, those are your bottom 3.
That's your opportunity right there. That's baseball country. You invest in the Marlins, make
that'd
it
be
something.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good to dabble in that area. The Angels have a pitcher, Ryan Johnson, who's making the opening day roster without playing a single game in the minors. He was drafted in 2024 with the compensation pick for losing Shohei Ohtani in free agency, and they've just fast-tracked him. They're like, you know what, dude, we're good here. We don't even see you in the minor leagues. He's 22 years old, out of Dallas Baptist, local kid. In his junior year last year, he was 11-3, 2.21 ERA, 0.92 whip, 151 Ks against only 14 walks. Did not pitch in the minors last season after being drafted and signed with the Angels. This spring, went 11 in the third inning, striking out 10, posted a 3.97 ERA. So, hey, don't like the Angels, but I'm rooting for the hometown kid, Ryan Johnson, here. That is pretty damn impressive. And he wears these sweet-looking goggles when he pitches.
You got to love that.
Like
yeah.
the old Jesse like Chavez good eyewear. Yeah, I like it. I like it. So Ryan Johnson, a name to monitor, pretty amazing story here.
We got another one of those in Houston where they brought up the kid that they got in the trade for Kyle Tucker.
Yes, and this was, and I know Tim also sent that in, I think, to all of us. It was pretty cool. Like, they had his mom and dad come out.
Yeah.
And they told him that
came
he
to the clubhouse.
In the clubhouse, and he, like, breaks. And it was a beautiful moment. Like, screw the Astros, obviously, but that was a really, Cam Smith, I think is his name.
Yeah.
That was a really cool way for him to be told that he made the team.
Yeah, good stuff there with Joe Espada, their new manager. Seems like he might be a vibes guy.
He might be a cool dude. I know Jared said he doesn't think that he's very, very good at managing.
Oh.
Mickey Moniak also got released by the A's, former number one draft pick for them just before opening day.
He hit a home run against the Rangers.
He absolutely did, Mickey Moniak. He's 26 years old. He was drafted in 2016 by the Phillies and traded to the Angels for Noah Syndergaard in 2022. But now he's looking for a new home. But this is going to pave the way for Joe Adell to service the team's everyday center fielder. That's also one of their young phenoms. And we'll wrap around the bases. Bold prediction for every team. The bold prediction for your Texas Rangers, and if you've got one, slide it in there. My bold prediction is the Jock Peterson. He's my dong leader this year. I know I thought about Berger, but I wrote down Jock Peterson, 32 home runs. I think Dawson had the Berger man with 38 homers. Okay, so we'll keep tabs on that. But DeGrom, Cy Young votes is the bold prediction. That ain't bold. You know what's bold?
How about him play
Cy Young?
How about him play the whole season?
And if he does, he's winning the Cy Young.
Is that bold?
That's extremely bold.
That's very bold.
Even if he's healthy, I think they've talked about maybe giving him some time off at some point in the summer just to stay revitalized.
Now, made
like
only 15
Luka
starts in 21.
Wrist injury kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, like here's just a 10-day stint on the IL. Just relax a little bit.
You want bold? How about like Kamar Rocker leads the AL in strikeouts? You know, something like that. Kamar Rocker figures it out here in this month of April and has a dominant true rookie year. That's something I could see, Wolchuk.
Somebody texted in the
Wyatt Langford hits for the cycle three times this year.
I love that. I think he's going to hit for the cycle tomorrow. We had the 817 text in top three finish and MVP for Langford.
Ooh.
469 said bold prediction, 104 wins, number one seed. I'd love it. And you're welcome, 682. I love you. I'm glad the Stairmaster was a breeze. It's what we try and do. But the 832 said that guy was very rude to Brian. Who do you think that guy is? Was it Levi? Because he just kind of like Heisman the hair question?
Oh, I don't think so.
No,
there was
Levi
a delay.
Levi was fine.
I think he was just bashful. And
yeah, he was fine. He had great hair,
humble.
Man. That was some wild
He does
hair.
Have fantastic
I think he's
hair.
Like an old rocker, isn't he?
He used to be in a band. He's a musician.
Yeah. Very talented guy.
He is very talented.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
He was very nice.
Sports Hodgepodge is coming up next with the Chief. Eric, what's in store for us?
LeBron takes on the McAfee Show. CeeDee Lamb gets unfortunate news. And we continue to get you set for Rangers opening day next in the nation.
Welcome back, Nation. This segment brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. Only get paid when you win. The Frankels go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. It's also brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. And here's the Chief with your evening hodgepodge.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. All right. We start with the news. We got the NFL No Fun League strikes again, according to the full rules report sent to NFL teams this week. The patented CeeDee Lamb nose wipe celebration is now a 15-yard penalty for what is being described as a violent gesture. So that's really disappointing. I don't know if they got it right either, because we thought it was a nose wipe or like a finger sniff thing that he was doing.
Yeah.
But I think we've been told there's another it means something else.
There's another name for it, yeah. But we know what they're talking about when they just describe it as the nose wipe.
The finger sniff.
Yeah.
So, and to be fair, though, I do think CD kind of went away from that a little bit more last year. I don't remember as much of it last year.
I thought he went to more of a sniper rifle look.
Like an arrow kind of, or that was Brandon Cook was, he does the.
Brandon Cook's got the
archer.
Yeah.
Yeah, the archer deal. So nonetheless, when CeeDee Lamb gets a first down, we'll all be waiting around on the television trying to see what's he going to do if he can't sniff the finger.
He had a good like 4-year run with it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he was wiping noses right and left.
He was ahead of his time with it because now you see it kind of all over the place, but I guess we won't be seeing it anymore.
No.
That'll be an aggravating 15-yard penalty. It's going to happen.
Yeah. I just thought it wasn't egregious and obvious. You know, it was kind of like a double entendre thing. So let's just let it go.
It's silly.
It's not clear to the kids that you're talking about you just killed somebody.
Right.
No. You know, you're just wiping your nose.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not like you're triple hip thrusting.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a little bit more obvious.
Yeah. Clear.
Okay. So LeBron James did the rare 1-hour sit down.
Yeah, it was great with Pat. So this was like pre-record with these boys.
Yeah.
They aired it today. It's juicy.
Just whatever LeBron's schedule would allow for. McAfee's crew's like, we'll show up.
Absolutely.
We'll go live to tape.
The picture's great with all of them together, and he's just towering above everybody.
Yeah.
And they've got like Darius J. Butler, 9-year NFL veteran on the show, but LeBron is just massive compared to these little guys.
There's like a bazillion clips going around right now. I have a handful of them. Are you guys more interested in how much LeBron spends on his body to keep it correct? How much he weighs? You want him ripping Brian Windhorst?
Yeah, the Windy one.
Maybe
Windy
going one, after please. Stephen A.
Windy and Stephen A.
Yeah. Okay. Now keep in mind, this is ESPN. This is Pat McAfee's show. So this is an ESPN production, and he's going to be talking about Stephen A. Smith. We know their history. He's going to be talking about Brian Windhorst, and we know Brian Windhorst has been covering LeBron James since like he was in high school in Cleveland or whatever.
Yeah, plain dealer
so
guy.
So we want to start with the Windhorst. Here he is, LeBron James ripping Mr. Windy.
I see a lot of shit, too. Like, I seen Brian Windhorst on one of these shows not too long ago. Like
Windy!
Yeah, you played over high school.
Windy, you guys played together in high school.
Yeah,
right? He was on your high school.
Yeah, this guy was like, you know, says he's like my f***ing best friend. These guys are just weird, but
Wait! Windy! Isn't that your... Ain't that
your... You know, like...
That's not real?
Yeah, he was our forcer, huh?
Knew it!
He went on his show and said, you know, like, oh, don't let LeBron fool you, like... He wears number 23 because of Michael Jordan. Okay, that's a fact. He signed with Nike because of Michael Jordan. It's like, no, the f- I didn't. I signed with Nike because I got a hell of a signing bonus, and they gave me a 7-year, $90 million contract. And I moved my mom out of the hood the next day I signed that contract.
So they were obviously joking around, like, we thought Windy was on your high school basketball team. We thought he was one of your buddies. They like put up a Photoshop photo of Windhorst as one of the teammates to LeBron. So that was kind of the joking that was going on back and forth there. But LeBron, how about that, dude? Mm-hmm. They used to be, I mean, Windhorst went from, he followed LeBron when LeBron made the decision to go to Miami. Windhorst with ESPN.
I thought he was a guy.
They migrated him. Yeah. And I think we all thought that was like kind of LeBron's media guy that he would go to.
Mouthpiece.
But I guess it was just more like Windhorst was a journalist in Akron or in the greater Cleveland area when LeBron was coming up. So he just had that type of access to LeBron and relationship to some extent covering him. So ESPN just did the thing where it's good for the company to move you. It wasn't like, hey, LeBron saying, if I'm going to have a media guy,
buddies. I really did.
Yeah, maybe at one point they were somewhat of buddies, but it's obviously been a long LeBron career. And
not so
and
much
Windhorst
anymore.
Hasn't always necessarily, you know, just been glowing about LeBron, I guess, in some of his reports. Whatever. Yeah. But there's LeBron lashing out. Do you want the Stephen A. Smith one?
Yeah, because Stephen A's still talking about it today.
Yeah.
He doesn't stop. He's trying to get every little bit of content he can out of this.
Yeah, I mean, he's a gold mine right there, capitalizing. So here's LeBron talking about just a couple of weeks ago, LeBron James had the face-to-face interaction that went viral with Stephen A. Smith confronting him about the way he's talked about Bronny and LeBron as a dad or whatever. So here was LeBron on that subject.
Yep.
Which leads, obviously, to you and Stephen A. Hey, legit, that feels like a moment that had been brewing for a long time.
He's like on a Taylor Swift tour run right now.
Oh yeah, yeah, we're watching it. Yep. We're all seeing it. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
we're all. You're seeing it as well.
It's no, this. No, he literally. It started off with, I didn't want to address it.
Yeah, sure.
I didn't want to address it. I wasn't going to address it, but since the video came out, I feel the need to address it.
Yeah, viral. You would be not to talk about it.
Are you kidding me? If there's one person that couldn't wait to the video to drop so you could address it, it's your ass. Like, seriously, he completely like missed the whole point. The whole point. Mm-hmm. Never would I ever not allow people to talk about the sport, criticize players about what they do on the court. That is your job, to criticize or to, you know, be in a position where, okay, if a guy's not performing, you know, that is all part of the game. That's all part of the game. But when you take it and you get personal with it, it's my job to not only protect my damn household, but protect the players. You know, and I think a lot of the media, including him, and I know he's gonna be happy as hell. He's gonna be smiling from ear to ear when he hears me talking about him again. Oh my God, he's gonna get home and grab some ice cream out of the freezer and sit in his chair and his tidy whities on the couch.
I hope at some point you two do get a chance. Yeah, like, but you're
like,
right,
like, dude, like relax, bro. Like relax. Like seriously.
Wow.
Okay. Now, Stephen A. Smith has responded. I see on Twitter here one of his quotes on his own YouTube show or whatever he says of LeBron. If LeBron had touched him, he said, "If that man put his hands on me, I would have immediately swung on him." Immediately. That's where Stephen A.'s taking it right now. And apparently, Bovada has some odds on a potential boxing match. LeBron versus Stephen A.
Well, what are the odds? Because I'd probably favor LeBron.
LeBron is the heavy favorite at minus 5,000 odds.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen A. Smith, the dog, at plus 1,000. You get plus odds on Stephen A. Smith there.
Ooh, yeah.
That'd be a nice return haul on your money.
Big tree fall hard.
That would be just giant ratings bonanza if we could get that going. He says, "Let me assure you, I would have gotten my ass kicked because if that man put his hands on me, I would have immediately swung on him." That's the direct quote. So he knows his anger would have gotten the best of him, and then it would have he would have paid for it by getting his butt kicked right there in front of America to see. So that would have been, I mean, in an alternate reality, I wish that's how things would have gone. Now here's LeBron. How much does LeBron spend on his body? Do we know?
Last tally was $1 million.
$1 million
a year.
$1 million. Here's McAfee on the subject.
There was that saying, what, you spent like $1 million on your body or something?
Man, I don't know where the hell that shit came from.
Okay. that's a very fair assessment.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. But, I mean, listen, man, I do take care of my body, but I have no idea where the amount of money came from. But I do invest in my body for sure, you know, trying to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that. Obviously, a lot of soft tissue work, a lot of massages, a lot of hyperbaric chambers, ice tubs, ice baths, whatever I can do to continue to play at this level, man, I'm going to continue to do what I'm playing it.
He went through the laundry list there. He just left off the PEDs, but that was probably just an oversight.
Yeah, not that expensive. You know, probably in the grand scheme of things, pretty expensive for like a weekend warrior. But maybe a drop in the bucket if you have a budget like that. I don't know. What's like a live-in chef cost? I feel like you're into six figures already with that. And then all the massages, how much is the team covering this kind of stuff? Because you could rack up a really high bill quickly, I feel like, in that industry.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I'm assuming most of the massage stuff that he gets would be team-oriented masseuses because they're probably traveling when they're on the road. Because he's probably getting like dang near every day at this point. I mean, or multiple times a week. I would think that is through the team, so maybe he doesn't actually have to pay that, but when it comes to the chef stuff, especially like in the off season when you're not with the team and they're kind of providing maybe some of those meals. So because we do know, heck, we had the Dwayne Wade story from a couple of weeks ago when Pat Riley was stealing his cookies and stuff, but LeBron would also come on with his prepared meals ready to rock and roll for the road trip. So
yeah,
you would have to think that is pretty dang expensive.
He talked about the cookie story too.
Yeah, well, we have so here we're always wondering like how big is LeBron actually?
Yeah.
What does he weigh? And so McAfee asked him, and this is how LeBron responded. LeBron on his weight.
I'm 6'9".
And how heavy are you?
I'm give or take in between 215 to 280. I don't know. Depends on the day. Depends on if you're giving my cookies or not.
Yeah, Pat Riley's like, Pat Riley's like, we're tipping too close to 280. LeBron, the needles are becoming.
How about that? 215 to 280. I actually think the 280 is legit. 215 is a joke.
Yeah.
But it sounds like, okay, maybe we put the top, the most LeBron has ever weighed on a basketball court, 280 pounds. That is pretty unbelievable.
And he probably hasn't been under 240 since that one off season when he and Melo got super lean. Remember that?
Did they go vegan or something?
Yeah. But I feel like he's been over 250 since his time with the Lakers.
And the full-time private chef, not as expensive as I thought.
Really?
You go from 60 to 150K.
So then you get into like the different trainers for the off season, and you're competing with like the medical industry where these physical therapists can get insane amounts of money through insurance. I feel like that's got to be into the six figures as well. And then you're looking at a celebrity live-in private chef. You know, I don't know. I it's got to be in the hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes.
The other NBA news that we didn't mention yet today, but we saw last night, Damian Lillard, another NBA player with a blood clot situation.
That's so scary, man.
Going to have to
Wendy
go on the,
him now?
The blood thinners. We saw it years ago with Chris Bosh, ended his career. We'll see what happens with Wemby, but now you can add Damian Lillard to the list, and I guess that's going to end up obviously keeping him out very likely the remainder of the season and the postseason. And that is a giant bummer for Milwaukee Bucks fans.
Yeah, could that be a push in that direction of when's this thing totally fall apart and they become a rebuilding team without any draft picks?
Yeah, when does Milwaukee decide or Giannis decide that
this is
going to be a no for me? Send me somewhere else. Now, we will prep our bodies for baseball opening day. I wanted to actually start with some college baseball because this was pretty phenomenal. And it would be, as a writer put it, Big Tennessee, you know, it would be reasonable if hitting for the cycle as an ACC baseball player was not only one of the best moments of someone's career, but perhaps their entire life. But completing the cycle by hitting a walk-off grand salami would probably take a hell of a professional career to top on the baseball field. And then doing that to beat Florida as a Florida State Seminole would likely be slightly above the births of one's children. If that person was being completely honest, that's exactly what FSU's Alex Ledice did on Tuesday night.
Line drive into right. It's enough. It's back. And it's gone. For the cycle. It's a walk-off grand slam. Florida State wins it. 8-4. A cycle in capital letters. Welcome back to Northeast Florida, Alex Ledice.
Hello. Talk about a homecoming.
Bro, that is phenomenal. Completes the cycle by hitting a walk-off grand slam.
No better way to do it.
Versus the rival Gators.
It's amazing.
That is
incredible.
That is so cool. And that is probably going to be the height of it all for this kid.
Yeah.
Soak it in now, my friend.
But he might never have to buy beer again.
You'll remember
definitely
that.
Definitely not in Tallahassee.
Not in Tallahassee.
Holy cow. No. We were back in Oregon, Bend, Oregon, is where my parents have lived now, and there was a baseball in the living room, and I was looking, and there were like some very faint names written on it, right? It was a ball from like when my brother was 9 and I was 7.
Some guy named Baby Ruth.
He threw a no-hitter. I hit a grand slam. Although
what?
I think it was just a single with three errors. I faintly remember running around and like the third baseman not being able to get the ball. And the third base coach was like, yeah,
I think it was just
in there. It's the same game?
Oh, yeah. Same game. Brother throws a no-hitter. I hit a grand slam. It's pretty cool.
Dude, that's awesome.
I was stoked dad still had the ball.
Yeah. You know, that's like, really cool.
Yeah, that's a great keepsake. All right. The worst question ever asked. This is like the 5 or 6 year anniversary. This is how we prepare for opening day.
Is this like the night before first day of school vibes for you? Is this like the most or one of the most excited eve of opening day you've ever been?
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry, Jared. But it's opening day again. That's exciting.
Yay.
I feel prepared now. Thank you, Chief.
Yes, sir.
Sports hodgepodge in the books. We'll cross with the Fan After Dark. See what Fred and Blake have cooking for you on opening day eve here on the home of your 2023 World Series champion, Texas Rangers. And we're back in the nation. Welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Nice job by James Tritely, huh? Nice little piece of board work there
on
there
today,
filling in for Lucius Alexander as we get set now for the Fan After Dark. Gentlemen, good evening.
What's going on, fellas?
Asta to the amigo and amigas out there. To everyone listening that's taking time out of their day to listen to us talk. So I appreciate each and every one of you guys listening.
Appreciate you guys as well. It's been a crazy day, huh, Fred?
Man, look, we had storms in Wiley and over in, what was the other place that was up there? McKinney. But I was in Wiley all day. Shout out to everybody over there. And just a busy day, man. Humping roofs. You guys know. Greystone, they've been out there doing their damn thing. And
shout out my boys.
Yeah. No. It's one of them deals where, okay, so apparently in Dallas, there's 9,000 roofing companies. Okay.
9,000?
Yeah.
The bar, I've done some research on, the bar is so low,
dude,
to just be able to go walk and knock on someone's door and get on their roof.
Look,
it's ridiculous.
We could literally set up the Fan Roofing Company. Okay.
LLC.
No qualifications.
It doesn't matter.
Who would be our like manager to make sure we go to sites and stuff? Who would oversee
us? Yeah, I was going to say Broadus. Oh, yeah. Got to be.
I want to be scheduling director.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the manager. I just want to be scheduling director.
He's our logistics, head of logistics.
Yeah, I just want to be the logistic guy and then like make sure that we have good lunches every day. Like, yeah, you know, okay, well, time to break, folks. We're going to have a lunch.
Got a Groupon, guys? We can go here.
No. We're going to have good lunches. No Groupon. We're going to have good lunches.
I was in Wiley last night, though, or just right next to it.
Okay.
Don't you around live out there? 8:30 or so. I live in Sunnyvale now, but I was leaving soccer practice, and the hail started coming. It was probably marble size. I imagine that's a gold mine today.
Well, marble, but no? it got bigger, right?
Okay.
Mark that. Pause. Pause. But it was like between ping pong and golf ball size hail.
Ping pong and golf. Jeez. They were pretty big. I pulled off the road and got into a business's yard got under a tree.
But good call. I mean, yeah, you probably got littered with leaves and what have you. But no, I mean, that was kind of the, look, anybody that has done this before, and I'm sure we got shout out to all the roofers out there. But no, you know when you get up on a roof, like. If there's
is it the dense, Fred? Is that what you can tell? Is it?
Oh, absolutely.
The dense.
Yeah. Right. Dense spots. I mean, one of the houses I went on today, I mean, as soon as I got on there, I was like, oh, let's get this claim filed. Let's go.
Yeah.
And then, hey, can I get you got a referral? You got five roofs later, a couple folks knew who I was. One guy, he said, he claimed he listened to the other station. I was like, really, guy? And then he did say he was a Tolo, so. We got a couple folks out there.
Did you ask him some total questions that he could answer?
Well, one guy,
test him a little bit.
A lot of them bounce back and forth, but one guy did say he listens to G-Bag.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
We're up against it because let's call it what it is. Most working folks, just if they've got families, are not listening to sports radio.
It's a little bit
driving home. Prime time.
Probably not owning roofs or owning homes that need roofing.
Wow.
Right? God bless them. Look, I haven't met one yet. We asked him to text into the program last night. Nobody did. So, let me say something crazy about Harry Hines. Everybody's blowing up the phone line, okay? Guy, we say, hey, how much hail you got? Crickets. Mm. Crickets.
So you're saying nobody owns a home that listens to us, Fred?
I'm saying that nobody that had roof damage does. Or at least
look at your prospecting here on the text.
What's that?
That's clever. Prospecting on the text?
Hey, let us
know. All I said was, hey, if you got it, throw it our way.
Let us know.
I should have done that when I was selling cars, man.
Yeah.
Damn. Let us know.
Missed an opportunity.
I'll come by. We'll give you a shout out. We'll do a little video. IG, of course. IG. Come on.
Well, shortly before the show today, we had a fun Dak Prescott attempted rumor rooski. Really didn't get off the ground. Disappointed me.
Well, what is this guy talking? I mean, what is this guy? Because everybody keeps saying, I saw what Sean said, and I know the guy is from Big Play, the company that did that in Cleveland. So I reached out to the dude. He hadn't responded back to me yet. I'm like, what's up with your guy, Bruce, saying that,
So you know people on
apparently Bruce is like a longtime broadcaster.
Well, that's
though.
What they were saying. So it's
you know guys with that crew?
Hey, Bruce.
Broadcast Hall of Famer,
I know the guy that started that company, to speak. It's an independent. They've been around since 2017. So, they started as your typical like internet place, whatever, just for the Cleveland Browns. And they've got a respectable following now.
Sure.
I think Josh Cribbs is on there.
Oh, wow.
Booby Gibson's is on there. Like you said, the Bruce guy. But you know, my thing is, okay, well, if everybody keeps saying how credible he is, that's a reckless thing to say.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Okay, like, let's call it, this isn't Madden. Like, let's be real. I don't care if you did 50 years of Cleveland ball games. What kind of ignorant take is that? Yeah. My source is telling me the Browns are trading for Dak as we speak.
You heard it here first.
Two of them. Two sources.
Like, really, bro? What are you talking about?
Not even interest. It's seriously. The trade is going down.
You've I mean, I'm looking for the follow-up video. How can you explain this? Make it make sense for me. That would be fun, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he throws water on the water.
I reached out and said, hey, can your boy Bruce join us on the show tonight? But crickets, haven't heard anything, so TBD.
What else do you have planned for the show?
God, what do we have? I stole something from you guys while I was listening to you guys today. Great show as always, though. MLB predictions. Because by the time we're on tomorrow,
you got to give the predictions.
Yeah, got to give the predictions.
So, Shams.
I don't know how good they're going to be, but.
Apparently, Kyrie just underwent successful surgery to repair his torn ACL.
Hey, there you go.
So, and it was in New York City. Didn't do it today.
Here we go.
Back next for the playoffs.
Year, baby.
Yeah, he's coming back for the playoffs.
Next year.
All right, real quick, because Blake asked this to me yesterday. He and I debated this yesterday.
Henry Ford?
What's that? No, that's tomorrow's show. Do you think Kyrie opts in to his player option next year? This upcoming offseason? Or what do you think his value would be in the open market coming off this?
About 30 a year, probably be his value.
Yeah.
I think he will actually opt out, sign for less than market value.
Okay.
To free up some room for Nico.
The Mavs. You think he opts out and signs for less?
Yeah.
Well, on a longer term deal, so you get
more guaranteed overall. Yeah,
3 years or whatever.
We kind of talked about, I don't think Kyrie's in it for the money right now. He's made a lot of money, so he's just going to be trying to win a championship. I think he's been great to the Mavs, and the Mavs have been great to him, but with everything that's gone on, I wouldn't be surprised if he's like, hey, I'm going to venture somewhere else. I don't really like the direction this organization's gone.
Well, they believed in him, and nobody would believe in him, so maybe that loyalty there.
Like, and it's his.
Did he get hit, like, in the...
No, I popped a pimple.
Oh, it looks a little swollen.
He's had a rough last hour. Came in, spilled his drink all over the table. This dude.
No. I popped it.
Good work.
But it's on my eyebrow raise, so it's on the bridge. Hurts. It's on the bridge, so I have raised eyebrows. Cherokee, part Cherokee.
Oh, there it is.
And then so...
You get a check?
When there's a pimple on it, it looks raised. But you wouldn't know if you're not on the Dallas fan cam. Fair enough. So get on Twitch and
you got a spider on your arm too. Be careful.
Yeah, it's crawling.
Well, have a great night, gentlemen.
Thank you, boys.
Fan After Dark is next. Thanks to James Tritely, Woolchuck, Chiafalo, and Broadus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow after the Rangers game. Opening day, baby. You're going home with the nation, Addies.